WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies and 64 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high near 89. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, the city of Harlan is expecting anywhere from 15,000 to 20,000 bicycle enthusiasts to roll into the community during the day tomorrow. With the help of numerous volunteers, the visitors and their support staff will be given a giant welcome, complete with food, fun, and entertainment. That's because Harlan will serve as Ragbri's first overnight stop during its trip across Iowa Sunday. Biking enthusiasts who have registered for the event will enter the city on Highway 44 before turning north onto 19th Street, and then traveling all the way to Cyclone Avenue before making their way on Cyclone to 5th, and eventually they'll gather at the Shelby County Fairgrounds just off of Broadway Street. The Harlan Pit Stop will feature music from several local bands, including Bob Fields and Swing Time, the Harlan Community Jazz Band, and Jessica Arrett, a former Harlan resident. While most of the entertainment will be on the square in downtown Harlan, Arrett, however, will perform at the Harlan Community High School Auditorium. Food will be served all over the city, with vendors downtown serving everything from Italian sandwiches and burritos to the American traditions of pie and corn dogs. The Shelby County Fairgrounds will have other food provided by local organizations as well. Shelby County Community Outreach will open its food booth on Sunday from 4 p.m. until they run out of food. And the riders will leave Harlan Monday morning from 7th Street and head east onto Highway 44 en route to their next destination. The average price of a gallon of gasoline went up 13 cents this week. Iowa Department of Agriculture analyst Harold Holmes said the increase is a little puzzling.
We're seeing kind of a bit of a dip in inventories, a little bit unexpected because crude oil production is up at the moment. In fact, we actually set a record for crude oil production right now. As of last week, I'm speaking, U.S. crude oil production hit over 7.5 million barrels a day. And we haven't seen that level since 92.
Holmes said that people seem to be traveling more recently, as witnessed by the use of 9.3 million barrels of oil a day last week.
Certainly with the economic conditions, the larger economic conditions of the nation, travel has been somewhat restricted. We were typically looking weeks ago at 8.3, 8.4, so we've bumped by nearly a million barrels a day just because of summer driving. Travel and our use of gasoline is certainly up.
And he says the increased demand has helped to keep the price up.
The output of gasoline is at, I think it's 2.5 year high. So you'd like to think that those higher supplies put pressure on prices. But in this case, we have dramatically increased our summer driving. I mean, we're well over 9 million barrels a day of domestic use. And so certainly on the demand side, we have edged higher.
Holmes believes the gas prices won't continue going up that much more.
Well, if the crude production numbers stay high, I think that bodes very well that this is going to be more of a midsummer spike that
the average price for a gallon of gas in Iowa was $3.58 a gallon, while the average price nationwide was 8 cents higher. Governor Terry Branstad is ordering transportation officials to cut the number of special license plates issued to government vehicles that exempt them from traffic cameras. Branstad said Thursday that it's unacceptable that 3,218 plates given to local, state, and federal agencies have a designation that keeps them out of computerized databases. The designation is meant for those doing undercover work. Cities with red light and speed cameras typically let those with the plates out of tickets that would ordinarily cost drivers anywhere from $75 to $200. Branstad also said the review should look at how many tickets the cameras have issued and how many other violations were captured but not pursued. The order comes after the Associated Press reported that more than 350 government agencies had been issued such plates. Officials in Clive have rejected a proposal to renew a long-term contract with the company that run that city's red light cameras. The city council voted Thursday night to reject a 5-year contract with Redflex Traffic Systems. The council is looking to renegotiate a shorter-term contract. The company had been processing red light violations for Clive's police department. Red light camera enforcement remains a city ordinance, but Clive police say they will temporarily halt processing red light violations that happened after the evening of July the 18th. Officials say violation notices issued prior to the halt will still be enforced, though. South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard poked fun at Iowa Governor Terry Branstad on Friday, saying that he didn't want the governor to get in trouble for speeding to an event in his state. Both governors were in Sioux Falls to dedicate South Dakota's newest state park. Dugard told the audience that as the event's start time neared, he asked a staff member to contact Branstad's staff to inquire about his whereabouts. But Dugard added that he told the staff member to say, quote, "don't speed to get here." In April, an Iowa trooper clocked Branstad's SUV going 84 miles per hour, but the car was not stopped after it was determined it was Branstad inside. A trooper who complained about the incident was fired Thursday. Officials say the firing was not related to the speeding incident. A popular application that lets users take a practice Iowa driver's license test, launched recently for handheld devices, is now available online for all Internet users. The Iowa Department of Transportation on Friday said it had released the Iowa Driver Test app, a practice test for the real written exam that applicants must take to get a driver's license for desktop and laptop computer users. The test earlier had been released for iPads, Android devices, and the Kindle Fire. The practice test generates 25 questions randomly chosen from the real driver's test. The DOT says avoid being fooled by imitation apps that may be unreliable and may charge a fee. The official Iowa DOT test is free and will appear with the words Iowa DOT on the icon. Residents of southwest Iowa and eastern Nebraska are being asked to try and envision what life will be like nearly four decades into the future. Council Bluffs Mayor Tom Hannafin is co-chair of the group Heartland 2050. And he says surveys are underway via website and through public meetings to gather some opinions.
No matter where they live, in a 8-county region, to talk about their community, their county, and how we all can work together to make it better for all of us.
The population is expected to double in the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area in the next 30-plus years. Hannafin said the survey will help to shape a long-term vision on what the area will look like in the future.
How do you deal with 2 million people? And what type of jobs are going to be available? What's the transportation, the cost of infrastructure, and where are people going to want to live? You know, we just can't keep spreading out.
And the survey addresses a lot of key issues, and to participate, you go to heartland2050.org. An intern at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn has won a scholarship to attend the 2013 Iowa Museum Association's annual meeting and conference, scheduled to take place October 6th through the 8th in Sioux City. Madeline Mongar is a recent graduate of Northwest Missouri State University with a BA in History and Public History. She has just begun a one-year internship as an inventory assistant at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, after which she hopes to attend a grad school. Madeline expects to broaden her skills and knowledge by attending a variety of sessions at the IMA conference. Cynthia Sweet, executive director of the Iowa Museum Association, says that Mongar is one of three students selected for the scholarships. Applicants for the scholarships must be first-time attendees at an Iowa Museum Association's annual meeting and conference and work as an employee or volunteer at a nonprofit art center, museum, botanical garden, arboretum, historic site, zoo, or science center within the state of Iowa. Students enrolled in a degree program involving any of those fields of study were also encouraged to apply. The scholarship covers the conference registration fee and conference meals. No lodging, extra meals, or extra workshops are included. And that IMA conference, by the way, is open to anyone interested in the work of Iowa's museums. Elsewhere in the news, South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard and Iowa Governor Terry Branstad joined tribal leaders and game and fish and park officials on Friday to dedicate South Dakota's first state park in 40 years. The Good Earth State Park at Blood Run is the 13th state park in South Dakota. Blood Run was designated as a National Historic Landmark in 1970. The area along the Big Sioux River bordering Iowa was used by thousands of Oneota Indians in the early 1700s. The area includes a large oak forest, rolling hills, floodplains, riverside bluffs, and burial mounds. South Dakota owns about 600 acres of land at the park, while Iowa owns several hundred acres as well. The ultimate goal is to join the land, making it the first joint state park in the country. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, 1 week after a Florida jury found George Zimmerman not guilty in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, rallies are scheduled in 100 cities today to press for civil rights charges against the former Neighborhood Watch leader. The Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network has organized the Justice Tour for Trayvon rallies and vigils outside of federal buildings from New York to Los Angeles all the way to Des Moines and Little Rock, Arkansas. He wants the Justice Department to pursue a case. The threat of weekend thunderstorms could be a mixed blessing for crews fighting a wildfire in the Southern California mountains near Palm Springs. While the storm could bring much-needed moisture, it could also deliver wind, lightning, and other volatile conditions that could make tough firefighting even worse. Thousands have already evacuated the area. Parts of Las Vegas got waterlogged as high winds and severe thunderstorms hit the area, knocking down trees and utility poles and flooding parts of the famed Strip. The National Weather Service says a 71-mile-per-hour gust swept through the nearby Nellis Air Force Base Friday evening. Seven people have been injured on the Shoot the Rapids water ride at the Cedar Point Amusement Park in Sandusky, Ohio. The boat rolled backward down a hill and flipped over in the water when the ride malfunctioned. In Arlington, Texas, there's been a deadly accident at the Six Flags over Texas Park. Witnesses say a woman fell from the Texas Giant roller coaster. Investigators are looking into whether she was properly secured. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Thomas Gock, age 62 of Carroll, died Tuesday at the Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial service for Thomas Gock will be today at 10:30 at Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Funeral Home in Carroll is in charge of the arrangements. Susan Mulholland, age 94 of Littleton, Colorado, died September 13th in Littleton. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Susan Mulholland will be today at 1 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Thelma K. Hargens, age 88 of Avoca, died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Thelma Hargens will be held Monday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Cleo Blenny Gary, age 98 of Wichita, Kansas, died Sunday in Wichita. Graveside services for Cleo Gary will be Monday at the Griswold Cemetery west of Griswold. The friends may greet her family at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold beginning at 10 a.m. Monday prior to the procession to the funeral, cemetery. And that is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.